Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not gonna happen! Not on my boat, got that? You might as well just go ahead and walk the plank, honey.
Your boat? Oh, okay. So this is your boat now. I'm sorry, but I don't remember you sweating and bleeding, fixing this tub up from death trap to luxury yacht. Yeah, remind me, where were you again, big man?
You know where I was. Working. So that we could find a way to pay for all these goddamn repairs. You make it sound like I was sitting there sipping margaritas while you were sanding away at the hole all by your lonesome. Please! Fucking yikes.
Yikes? You're going to yikes me? And what do you mean work? You were a supervisor, a fleet manager to be exact, and honestly, a really bad one too. You professionally suck profit from the labor of others. And you know what? I can't believe I'm saying this, but Morgan was 100% right about you.
Oh, you better leave her out of this.
Oh, what if I don't? What if we leave you out of this? Permanently.
Oh, a gun. Nice. You know, she said you might pull this on me. Try to get between us and what we have together. Don't think we haven't seen the way you look at us either, Jealous. The most jealous fucking look I've ever fucking seen. That's why she gave me this for protection from you.
Oh, you're hilarious. Why would she give that to you when she gave me this gun to protect myself from you? Which I didn't actually need anyway because I already had a gun. See? You actual ass.
Nice! Two guns! Bet you think you're pretty smart, don't you? The thing is, all I need is just one bullet for the likes of you. Right between your Muppet-looking eyebrows.
What the fuck is wrong with my eyebrows? Okay, then that's pretty rich coming from a man with the weirdest dick I've ever seen. What's it look like to me? I don't know, like an olive stuck to a tiny corkscrew?
You have toe thumbs!
What the fuck is a toe thumb?
Well, let me explain it to you. It's basically that you have toes that look like thumbs. Strange, ugly, little thumbs.
That doesn't even make any sense! What is wrong with you?
Freeloader.
Duck dick.
You trollop.
Tramp!
Tramp, is it? Well, have some of this!
Oh. Well, that was dramatic. Or, no. That's not quite the vibe we're going for here. No, when you're talking about an event like this, you want to go with tragic, right? And when you're telling the story after the fact, it goes a little something like this.
Oh, officer, it was just so awful. I was below deck mixing myself a little drink when I heard gunshots.
Then the cop goes, well, you're right, little lady, it sure is an absolute tragedy. You holding up all right? And that's when I really start to play the part.
Oh, you're ever so kind, officer, but please, do call me Morgan. But yes, I do suppose I'll be okay. You know, all this serves me right. You see, these two little lovebirds, well, they were friends of mine. And being the romantic that I am, I thought I might play matchmaker to them. Help them re-spark their marriage, you know? And that's why I packed up the three of us just yesterday in Miami. Packed us all up and brought us right into my very own luxury yacht. Look, officer, I even have the completely legitimate, totally not counterfeit papers right here to prove it. Coming straight from the Miami Beach Harbor Master, you see?
You're still alive. This is awkward, huh?
Looks like he needed more than one bullet to finish you off after all, huh? Men, who needs him? Am I right? Give me a second, darling. Let me kick off my heels. There we go. Now, time to get to work. Just so you know, I'm actually kind of sorry this had to happen to you. Scout's honor. I mean, in my defense, you're both terrible, awful garbage people. Not to mention, super selfish in the sack. Still, despite all your shortcomings, you deserved better. Probably. Maybe. Look, I'm trying to be charitable here. You gotta give me some credit. I mean, I'd be lying if I told you this was a first for me. Or a second. Or a third. Or, you know how to count, you know what I mean. Alright, fucker. Let's go up and over. Now that stooge number one is gone, what in the world do you suppose I do with you?
Mutant. Bitch ass. Skank.
Skank? Ugh. How rude. You're not wrong, though. But really, what does that say about you and your late husband? Let's be honest. You two did just try to shoot each other to death over little old me. You know, it's a shame, really. You are the uppiest, crustiest level of rich. You've got everything you've ever wanted. But you don't know how to share. And you know, out of the goodness of my heart, I'm gonna teach you. Starting with this revolver. And ending with it, too. When all's said and done, this wasn't personal. I just really, really wanted your boat. But hey, quick aside for girl talk. What that man said about your eyebrows? So not true. Most people these days can't even get a hold of makeup. And you? You've got a face on beat to the heavens. Too bad, though. All that hard work to make yourself a pretty little doll on the outside, and the insides are still full of shit. But since you want to look like a doll, do me a favor. Act like one and stay still for a second. I'm just gonna line up this shot so the bullet doesn't end up lodged in my boat. There. All done. A bit messy. But what's a little blood when you have a whole yacht to yourself? Or, mostly, to yourself. Sorry you had to see that. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Whoever you are. I go by Morgan. That's the stage name I've given myself these days. Specifically, I took it from Morgan Le Fay. Legend, icon, a bit of a personal muse of mine, if you will. It's also a way better handle than what they started slapping on the wanted posters with my face on them all over Miami Beach. You know what they call me? The Black Widow. What a cliche. And it's a pretty nasty rap to slap on a gal, too. When they start calling you Black Widow and Mysterious Circumstances Killer and Gold Digger and all these awful, awfully accurate things, you don't have much choice but to pack up your shit and move on to the next settlement. Whatever happened to giving the benefit of the doubt? Innocent until proven guilty. After all, how is it my fault people just happen to drop dead after knowing me for an exciting yet often short love affair? And can I help it if post-mortem they decide to bequeath their worldly material possessions to me? It's not my fault. I'm a passionate person, and that kind of fire lights love in others. I move around, people fall in love with me, I fall in love with their stuff. That's not a crime, is it? You're not buying it. Swell. Good thing you don't seem to talk all that much. Let's go ahead and put away the whole dog and pony show for now, and talk about the elephant in the room. You've probably heard that I'm a mutant. Or maybe you figured that out yourself. I mean, weird dusky skin, freaky milky eye thing going on. All pretty solid giveaways. Now, before you ask, no, I'm absolutely not one of those crusty 200-year-old hags that remembers how things used to be before those darned robots showed up. Ugh. I got my bite about 20 years ago, I think. Something like that. Relatively speaking, I'm pretty fresh to all this. Back then, though, I was running some low-level scams. Grifting across the wasteland with this guy. Real pretty boy. Not sure I actually remember his name. Doesn't matter, in the end. No. The important part of this story is we ran out of gas after leaving Eaton, and ended up being sitting ducks for a small horde that was moving through the area. You can piece together what happened from there. And that was the end of a normal existence for Miss Morgan Sosa. So, gimme up. Where did I put that drink? Oh, there it is. Perfect. Like I said, you can figure out what happened. I'll spare you the gory details. Anyway, I tell you that story to tell you I've been thinking about this whole zombie thing lately. Specifically, I heard that all these icky little groups of icky little zombies that just drift around are actually offshoots of a real big papa horde. The horde to end it all, they say. A walking, shambling apocalypse. To put it bluntly, I want in on that action. Mask off, real talk here. I'm sick of this small-time shit. Sick of getting my hands dirty and selling myself for a few years, living high off of someone else's hog before getting run out of town, only to do it all over again somewhere else. As far as I figure, a horde like the one we're talking about, it has to run over a settlement every once in a while, right? So I'll just tag along with them and sweep off all the pretty shiny stuff they leave behind. You know, I'm not exactly an appetizing meal for those things these days. What with the tainted blood and all. So as long as I don't know, goad them, I should be fine. Rumor has it, a horde the size I'm talking about was spotted moving north through Virginia. Slow and steady. Lots of time for me to get to land, trade this yacht for some shiny new land transportation, then head them off in Ohio. Until then, though, I'm going to enjoy my new boat. And the quiet that comes with it, now that those two are dead. Seriously, it's time to get some sun on this body, even if it's not worth much. Mutants don't really tan. Still feels amazing, though. Why don't you be a dear and go ahead? You can catch up with me later, okay?
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Well, hello. Ain't it good to see you again, kid? Great timing, too, if I do say so myself. You know, I've been thinking, ain't this just a wonderful world? Now, I know the last time we spoke, I was a little harsh. But I say so because back when I was still walking and talking, I couldn't help muse on about the end of it. Thought, wouldn't it be swell if something came along and snuffed out this big old dirt ball once and for all? Get it over and done with. Think I might have even said as much to you a while back. I mean, sure as shit, this place must have been well overdue for another reckoning. Real wrath of God, thunder, lightning, floods, and earthquakes never came through. Maybe we just used up all our good luck back when we had two apocalypses at the same time. It'd be typically us to just shit ourselves and forget about it. Doomed to just keep on keeping on, even after. Dirty pants and all. Seems a damn shame to me. Fucking half measures. These days, I'm not all that invested either way. You see, I've made a discovery of sorts. An epiphany, even. I'd been living a life of sin and debauchery. Figured we were all animals of different stripes, so might as well just go for gold and make sure I spent my days as a wolf. The alpha, top predator. Beats the alternative, right? Well, after we last spoke, I spent some time milling around, pissed off and shambling, trying to take control of my body and failing so fucking miserably. Didn't work out quite the way I'd hoped. It was like being trapped inside of a fucking wild animal, trying to train it but having no stick to beat the damn thing with. Infuriating. Now, it took me a while. More time than I'm proud to admit. But I eventually figured things out. If I wanted to control that wolf I'd become, I needed to feed it. Understand that you don't train a beast. You bend it. See? Let it think that what it's doing is its own idea. That's when we started having some fun, me and my wild side. Got to dreaming big. And that's when I figured, why wait for that new apocalypse when you can go ahead and start one yourself? Why not? What have I got to lose? I'm fucking dead. People spend their whole lives trying to figure out what their life's purpose is. And here I am, looking for my purpose in death. And let me tell you, we've been having a grand old time ever since. Oh, it's been exhilarating, just hunting and killing and telling these guys what to do. It's been one hell of a ride. Oh, here they come. Now, shut the fuck up and get a load of this.
What a beautiful day, wouldn't you say, honey?
Oh, isn't it just delightful?
Not half as delightful as you are. And you know, those doggery doos you're grilling up smell absolutely yummy to my tummy. Well worth the trade for that dusty old pocket watch we found.
You know, I'm still trying to pin down exactly what these are made from. It's not pork. I'm sure it's not pork.
I'm quite certain it's beef. Almost 100% sure, actually.
Oh, I just don't know, Howard.
Oh, come now, sweetheart. Live a little. It doesn't matter what's in them. They're fine, see? Perfect. Just keep those dogs turning and we'll be swell. I found that sometimes you just have to take life by the old gonads and seize the day. I mean, imagine if we'd gone and listened to everyone back home with their hemming and hawing and all. Who goes vacationing in today's America? Virginia just isn't safe right now. Shows how much they know. Belly aching, I say. Who dares go on vacation? Well, I'll tell you who dares. It's the Stevenson household, that's who. In search of a little peace and quiet.
You're assuming life has gonads again, aren't you?
Well, of course it does. And you've got to grab them with your bare hands.
Oh! Howard! Oh, my! I'm not sure if I'm entirely comfortable with all this gonad grabbing. Far be it from me to stop you, but you ought to at least get life's consent first. I mean, for God's sakes, we're not politicians, Howard. Besides, on a more serious note, I think everyone back home was just looking out for us, worrying for our best interest. After all, safety first, Papa always said.
Nonsense, nonsense! Do you hear me? Don't let those naysayers get into your head, Agnes. We made it to this old campsite without so much as a sighting of, or even a sniff of zombie activity. And believe you me, you'd smell them. They're not exactly known for their stealth or their bathing habits, after all.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm worried about nothing, aren't I? I mean, it's not as if there's a zombie right over there in that bush or that one waiting to pop up. Is there?
That bush? Sugar plum, you're joking. You're joking, right? All right, if it makes you feel any better, I'll go check it out. I've never been one to deny you a little peace of mind, after all. Not on my watch, I say. Come out, you dirty brain eaters! Meet the end of my 12-gauge double-barreled Remington! S-Mart's top of the line, or so I'm told.
Oh, Howard, you're so brave.
Obviously. You see? There you are. Nothing to worry yourself over, nothing at all. It's that overactive imagination of yours, honey.
I guess you're right. Oh, thank you. For always encouraging me. You're a wonderful husband.
And you are a fabulous wife. One who inspires me to feats of bravery a past me could only dream of. Now, be a dear and hold down the fort. I need to see a man about a dog.
Oh, go on, you rascal.
La-da-dee, la-da-da, la-da-dee. hot dogs or hamburgers, children? Oh, whatever are those kids up to? I do so hate it when they get quiet. Howard? Is everything all right? Howard? Won't you say something? Howard? This isn't funny.
You might want to turn around now, listener. Just try not to piss your pants. It's going to get ugly. Well, now, ain't that just a big damn tragedy? Oh, well. Guess those brain eaters learned how to stay quiet after all, didn't they? Got the wrong bush, Howard. I kept telling him, go for the other. It don't matter. His heart was in the right place. That is, if he even has a heart. Do we still have our hearts? I think I still have mine. I wasn't dead that long. It don't matter. Don't matter. Point is, they're starting to listen, which to me is a breath of fresh air. Actually having people fucking listen to you, that's great. At first, they were having trouble, but, you know, you herd them a bit, like a sheepdog, and eventually, they start to get just enough of an idea. Shame it had to come to this, though. Poor mother and father, family. But we've all got our children to feed, don't we? Come on now, my little monsters. Supper's up. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, it seems like married couples are striking out this episode, listener. This one was, without a doubt, an episode for the bad guys. Richter runs his horde a little differently than Hannah, to say the least. Brighter skies remain on the horizon, though. We'll be sure to check back in on Zombieville next episode. As a quick aside, we're trying to get better at calls to action and being comfortable with making asks of you, fine folk. We're doing a few really good feed swaps over the next little while with shows that we love and respect. We thank you in advance for not only tolerating the occasional interruption to our feed, but hopefully for checking our friends and supporters out as well. Listening to something we introduce to you here, and then going on over there to get ears on our friends is huge, and is noted. Getting the opportunity to share audiences honestly goes farther for everyone involved than one might realize, and truly helps our show build momentum and flourish, paving the way for much more Hannah to come. Enough of all that, though. Let's hit the credits.
Hannapocalypse is written and produced by Red Fathom Entertainment and is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. Can you turn the page, please? No, well, I can't very well do it myself, can I? Ah, there we go. Better. This episode was brought to you by the talents of our wonderful cast and crew, all of which can be found in the show notes, as well as our official webpage by typing redfathom.com/Hannapocalypse into your browser, assuming you can get some kind of signal in this godforsaken dust bowl. We'd love it if you'd stop by and fix us up with a follow on socials as well. The music featured in our outro and throughout our series has been provided by Velvet Moon and Argle Bargle Studios. I'm assuming Hans Zimmer was busy. Well, you can find us in the wasteland that is Twitter. Yes, although we live hundreds of years into the future, we still refuse to call it X. and you can find us there as at Hanapoptical. Instagram as Red Fathom, and the new frontier that is Blue Sky as at redfathom.bsky.social. If you like what you hear so far and would like to support the show as well as other future productions like it, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/redfathom. Patreon is, of course, a service that allows you to pitch us a couple of bucks. Gosh, really? On a monthly basis, in exchange for some extra material and content. It's rather good content as well, certainly worth the extra bucks. This includes ad-free early releases, behind-the-scenes info on all Red Fathom projects, and even a semi-monthly lore show where we deep dive into some of the world-building stuff. You know, all that kind of stuff that makes us and our lives so incredibly exciting and definitely not terrifying. Anyway, every dollar goes to paying our talent and improving the show, helping us bring stories like this one out of post-apocalyptia and straight into your ear holes, provided you have arms to put your headphones on, unlike some of us. That'll be that world-building stuff again. Anyway, enough of that. Until next time, listener.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Magenta Presents, a new horror anthology hosted by me, Madame Magenta. We begin with the 5-part miniseries Ghosted, starring Beth Eyre and Lucy Roslin. Perched on a rain-battered cliff edge is a former lighthouse.
It's a charming, quirky boutique hotel.
Owner and sole occupant Beth has spent months renovating, absorbing its essence into her bones.
It's an old building. You'll get used to it.
But to Beth's horror, her first guest is a figure from a past she has tried to forget.
Kira?
Beth?
What the fuck?
Face to face for the first time in years, the pair must reckon with old mistakes, old grievances.
Beth, speak to me.
Shut up.
And something else.
Oh, I can't bear it. What is that noise?
Because the lighthouse has a past, too.
Beth.
He's right there. Why is there blood on your hands?
We need to get out of here.
Kira! Kira!
I can still see him!
Subscribe to Magenta Presents wherever you listen to podcasts. See you soon, fans of the esoteric. Bye!